Google Chrome divestiture and its impact on business, the DOJ's landmark case. This Brave Bytes overview covers an article by Chris Sheehy of Brave River Solutions and is being read by an automated voice from Brave River Solutions in Warwick, Rhode Island. Welcome to Brave Bytes. Today, when someone opens the internet on nearly any device, chances are good that they are looking at Chrome. Google's browser commands more than half the US market, but that dominance is about to change. The Department of Justice wants Google to divest Chrome, marking what could be the biggest shakeup in search, possibly since Google replaced Yahoo in the year 2000 as the industry leader. Before we dive in, and this matters for what's coming next, let's clarify a couple of things people often confuse. Browsers and search engines. Your browser, think of it as your window to the internet. Chrome, Safari, Edge, they're how you see websites. Your search engine, that's what helps you find what you're looking for once you're there. Google has dominated both for decades, and that's exactly what's caught regulators' attention. Now that that's clear, let's look at the current market numbers. For browsers, Chrome dominates with 51.7% of the market, followed by Apple Safari at 38.2%, Microsoft Edge at 6.4%, and Firefox at 2.9%. But in search engines, Google's dominance is even more striking, controlling 87.2% of all searches, with Microsoft's Bing at 8%, Yahoo at 2.4%, and DuckDuckGo at 2%. The story starts in October 2020. The United States Department of Justice, the DOJ, files an antitrust lawsuit. By September 2023, we're in a Washington courtroom. This January, the court rules Google maintained an illegal monopoly. Now the DOJ's response is in, and it's big. The DOJ wants to see Chrome separated from Google, new rules for Android devices, more data sharing with competitors, and something marketers have long been asking for, greater control over ad campaigns. For businesses investing in digital marketing, and let's be honest, that's pretty much everyone these days. Here's what it means. Your SEO strategy, it might need a complete overhaul. And those Google-specific optimizations you've been focusing on? You'll need to think broader. Your Google ad management and spend, for those comfortable with the management routines, your work might get more complicated and potentially more competitive, which translates to being more expensive for the businesses you serve. And all those marketing tools you rely on, like Google Analytics, Google Search Console, Google Business Profiles, and Google Maps, well, they're not going anywhere, but how people access them might change. But here's where it gets interesting. The market's already shifting. AI-powered search platforms are gaining traction. Microsoft's pumping billions into Bing. And Apple, they might finally be ready to enter the search game. New players like ChatGPT Search, Perplexity AI, and Find.com, that's Find with a PH, are emerging as viable alternatives. These AI-powered platforms are bringing fresh approaches to search, and they're positioned to gain significant market share as the landscape evolves. There are some security considerations worth noting. Companies should carefully explore potential security implications of shifting to alternative search engines such as Baidu and Yandex, which are owned by China and Russia, respectively. These non-US platforms may present risks related to data handling practices, particularly for sensitive industries like manufacturing, defense, healthcare, and financial services. For businesses wondering what to do now, start testing your website across different browsers, document where your traffic's coming from, and maybe most importantly, start building a presence on alternative platforms. Because in digital marketing, as in financial markets, timing is everything. Technical implications for this change could be significant. We're likely to see search algorithms diversify, resulting in broader SEO strategies. Data transparency will likely increase too, as might new cross-platform standards emerge as browsers compete for users. The big question is, how much time do businesses have to adapt? Based on our nearly 30 years of digital marketing experience, we have long known that optimizing for new platforms takes months, not weeks. The businesses that start now, they're the ones who'll be ahead of the curve when the changes hit. Organizations that begin adapting their digital presence today will likely gain a significant competitive advantage over those who wait until changes are mandated, or worse, after they see a change in their business. It's essential to start optimizing for engines like Bing, Yahoo, and these emerging AI-powered platforms now, while maintaining strong performance on Google. The silver lining here is that there are only small nuanced changes needed to optimize for the different search platforms to meet compliance to their unique variations, opportunities, and constraints. This knowledge is largely derived from years of hands-on work and, as we like to say, experience pays dividends. For a deeper dive, read the full article at braveriver.com/blog. Our sources today are from NBC News, Politico, U.S. Department of Justice, StatCounter, Search Engine Journal, and NPR. Signing off in Rhode Island for Chris Sheehy and Brave Bytes. We'll see you online.